Aye.
Over in those minutes that they will be posted, for everyone to review. Meeting minutes date was December 9th. This is December 22nd, where we had the special meeting. So can I have a move by Nancy Taylor, second by Tina. Any discussion from the board members? All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous, thank you. Before I give my report, I want to jump to item of new business. In the meeting of December 22nd, the board of directors allowed Tina and I to continue with our search for the management company, being as I'm sure most of you know, with the relationship for management, and that
just like to thank them again for
due to the discussion and to accomplish the business that needed to be accomplished, but most remarkably for their patients in the tolerating the 45 to 50 minutes delay that occurred before we finally had a quorum to vote on the proxy. So thanks again. I know I thanked you at the last meeting, but again, I explained that experience to some people outside of the community, and I think the commentary was, well, I wouldn't but our residents did, knowing how important it was. Give you a mini follow-up here what that whole discussion was about in the attorney's report. My report, started off with just a couple of things, but once you start thinking about all that's going on this month, money started with that, now we have a new manager, and our relationship with the resort has been terminated. We were able to secure, Tina was able to secure all our files yesterday. And she loaded 11 boxes of files in her vehicle and brought them over here. So if our new maintenance individual isn't here at the end of the meeting, we're going to need a couple of volunteers to help us unload her vehicle with those files. And temporarily put them in our office. Feel otherwise directed by Ken Hines. Unfortunately, as I would say most of you all know, the application to change the zoning there at the commercial site from C3 to C5 was approved. And with that, I would ask Maureen Dudley, who was present on the floor. My wife, who was there from 9 in the morning until after 10 in the evening, to just give a brief summary of what occurred. Maureen?
Okay. Just to let people know, I believe it was January 10th, was the meeting for kind of commissioners for approval or not for Phillips Creek to build on the commercial island. Currently, the C3 commercial island, they want to put three towers in at 168 feet, about 12 to 14 stories, depending on the ceiling height and unit. And they they got told no in front of the Planning Commission last September. Between then, was just a few days before Hurricane Ian, until the meeting on January 10th. We were all expecting a similar no from the commissioners. During that time frame, they made a change down to 122 feet, and so it'd be less density, and that was one of the things the Planning Commission did not, they weren't happy with the density, it was one of the reasons why they said no. In addition, they said they would put in a sewer line from 951 to their project, but the actual pipe would be big enough to handle the entire island out of the grave. In addition, we put two culverts in. And those three things, two culverts and sewer line, added up to about $3.2 million that would not have to be spent by the county. They also proposed, this is Scissors Creek, $1,000 per unit to go to the affordable housing trust. And during the meeting, they upped it to $5,000 per unit to the affordable housing. With those changes with the height and putting money into the affordable housing trust, Planning Commission changed their no to a yes, but it was during the meeting on January 10th. The community was not told ahead of time. The day of that morning of, we had a great crowd there from not just Loveland, but the whole apply to book for free. Overflowing into two additional rooms. And we were still being told 10:30 a.m. we would be heard. We weren't heard until starting at 3:30 in the afternoon. We had 70 people signed up to speak. They didn't seem too pleased with that number. Eventually, you know, getting to the public comment, it wasn't until about 7:30 at night. The applicant at 3:30, that's when everyone found out about the changes that they would make.
What a waste.
I was told ahead of time. Apparently, the commissioners, they never said what day they were told of the change, just as they knew prior to going into that 9 a.m. meeting. They knew about the height change and what they would do for the county. So about 10 o'clock at night, the commissioners, it was 5-0, saying for approval. And, you know, everybody is entitled to their personal opinion. And, you know, that's it. It was extremely disappointing for those that were still in attendance. We still have a full room, even at 10 o'clock at night. So, I would try and answer any questions. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we have to be a child for the truck. In fact, you can all guess. I don't think it's next month that they still have a lot of issues to go forward. One is they had to address sewer management before they got storm management. So one of the things is, and it's a hot topic for the island, is that if it's sewer, they will put a pipe in. They have put a pipe in anyway for their project. It was just a matter of what size they're putting in. They still need to go to Marco Island Utilities to get all the plans done away from the sewer system. So things of that nature. I would imagine they're not going to want to wait long to start.
Yes. The past was
put
on a report this morning. It
said
it
would
take years.
I saw your meeting through it and stuff.
Yeah, well,
there you go. It was long. There was a lot of detail. And the other thing was when Fiddler's Creek, when there was a meeting prior to January and into the well, this process of meeting with, whether it was DCI, Free Communities Incorporated, or SaveCapri.org. One meeting, they said they got, Fiddler's Creek got notified via paper that if it's not safe-free, it's not. They took that as they weren't going to negotiate. And that was their stance, that, you know, that piece of paper said we're not going to negotiate. So there was no negotiations with a community. It was with the Planning Commission and the Commissioner. And then,
I want to thank you all for all your hard work. It's unfortunate that you all were treated so disrespectfully from a time standpoint of that meeting. That's a shame that was a lot of anger. But thank you. Are you all pleased?
We had quite a few some people that were there to the bitter end. In addition to a very big crowd and local but respectful crowd. Involving sporting machines or whatever, never fell back into something like that. Everyone started to stop fall. Yeah.
It's a great morning for volunteering to do that for free reps.
The restaurant, so they already have the boat bar and the marina, and there'll be additional wet boat slips on that part of the water. The wet boat slips are public. Everything else was members only. So there are 10,000 square foot, 200 Pete restaurant would be members only. So you would have to join. I'm receiving one of the slides that one of the presenters put up, and currently membership to the club of aspect for visitors created about $4,000. Whether that is encompasses that, we won't know until we get to that point. But that the entire complex will be gated. You know, we are a gated community, that's fine, but they were speaking of how we had this cut screen in. But it's not really cut screen because not everything can use it. Going from right around where Capri really is down to right before the Pelican event, it would be gated. It's not cut screen.
Certainly do. You know, please be responsible dog owners. Bring a bag with you every time you go outside with your dog and pick it up. We found bags laying on the seawall. And don't throw them in the ocean, please. I mean, that's pretty low right. So be responsible dog owners, because if it's going to happen, you're going to invite more restrictions on your dogs if you don't abide by our current dog policies. One other item that people are very concerned about is when you leave for a period of time, make sure your water is turned off, certainly at the end of the season. But even if you're going on a weekend excursion somewhere, it's not that difficult to turn your water off. So please, turn your water off when you leave if you're going to be gone for more than 48 hours. Mark your calendars. Our annual mandatory membership meeting is scheduled for March 30th. I believe that is the fourth Thursday of the month. And following that meeting is the mandated organizational meeting for the Board of Directors. So mark your calendars. I bring that up now because Canada within the next 10 days or so will be sending out announcements. Anyone interested in participating in elections for the Board of Directors, there are, tell me what positions are open.
There's three spots available, and that's building 200, 300, and 500.
Yeah, everyone get that. 200, 300, 500. So this is, you can only self-nominate. Can't have anyone else nominated. And there will be an information letter that comes with that announcement, but for a statute mandate that 60 days prior to our meeting, that those letters soliciting volunteers for membership board positions, director positions, have to be notified. And then you have 20 days to fill it out and send it in. You will receive another notice, I believe, 30 days prior to my previous date that will list who the nominees are. Is that correct? Yeah. No, I didn't say 14, I said 40. But 40 is the people coming back up there. Okay, so they're not going to say something. All right, so yeah, we're going to make that a little more clear. So at 40 days, you have until 40 days prior to submit your name as a nominee. And then 14 days at 1/4. Prior to the actual meeting date, the ballots will go out. And then you will vote by proxy. Mark your calendars. And I guess this is an opportunity to also state that please submit your email addresses to Ken Hines. And the easiest and most efficient way to get emails, please submit those to Ken Hines. He will provide his so that you can do that. Okay.
I'm just going to add that the voting is due just a reminder, because at 14 days, they can be delivered in person at the meeting or they deliver it. Yes. And then each building will.
Being that we're going through this transition, and I'll say the transition could have gone very smoothly, but I think the foreign management company was unwilling to cooperate. As most of you know, invoices for the first quarter of 2023 were not received in a timely fashion. Many people never yet have received that. Those that had not submitted an email, and even those that did submit an email, some of those received an invoice, but many didn't, you know, including me. So for those of you that have not paid yet, we will extend the payment period to the end of the month. Make sure you take note, and Ken will send out a notification to everybody where to send the payment to. But if you haven't paid it yet, do not pay it. Hold on to it. Don't worry about any late charges. All late fees are waived for this first quarter. But you have to get it in by the end of the month. And I think today is the 19th. So that it should give us enough time to get that done. And in fact, you may even extend that date if you see there's a problem. But no late fees will be applied. Let's just put it that way. But we don't want you paying it in March. It needs to be paid sooner than that.
What's Ken's address? And how many days?
The sample invoice that was sent out.
Yes.
That had the upper left hand corner mailing to it. Is that good or no good?
Not anymore.
Right. Yeah. After the 13 people that asked me about it when we cut it out, which they did. So where
that until the 13th, which was last Friday, that was valid. Apart from that date, it is no longer valid. Those receipts that were received after that day, they will hold them and return them to our new provider.
So we're going to have a little transition. It's going to take a while. You know how the auto pays are handled? You know how the auto pays are handled? It's got auto pay. We're going to get 30 this day. No, we're going to have to do this. It's cut off on the 13th. We're going to see what auto pays are being covered. We're going to see what papers are being covered. Once we get that all set up, we can, to myself, then we will let everyone know what we can. So just whatever it is, just an auto key, just let it ride.
If
we have a
sandwich,
let it ride, just let it
ride. Any questions about that? Whether you're getting them nervous. Everybody. The configuration is going to change. This is only a temporary configuration. But as you can see, it works. So I guess this is the appropriate time to thank Ken Lundgren. He's the guy that put this all together. Getting purchasing new equipment and setting it up so it's functional. So,
thank you,
Ken. Once we get this camera positioned in the right place, I think that we can go back to sitting at the front, and you and the entire audience can be able to more easily recognize the participants. Very effective when you're an electrical engineer with the jet. Okay, just so everyone knows, our insurance premium, and this is how this works.
hopefully we will have a new director that understands insurance here in the very near future. But third week of December, understand the budget's made in September, it's moved in October, and the third week in December, we received notice of payment to be due by the end of the year. And they, you know, they pull this stuff on us every year. I can ask around outside of this community, and everyone says the same thing. That insurance companies, most of them, because they know that you're up against the state mandate, and you have to have insurance. All documents require us to have insurance. So they want to give you as little time as possible to find an alternative. So effectively, we're stuck with our insurance agent. You know, having to come up with reasonable, but a continuation of the mandated policy. And just so you know, it was over 100,000. We budgeted it for, I think, 49,000 the year before we paid 36. And it went 49, we budgeted 49, and it came over 100,000. And I'm sure it's because of what happened with him. And I don't think we've released all of that yet, but a significant amount of that, which then consumes our operating budget that we are going to have to replace. And I'll let Nancy talk a little bit about our loan application and everything. But it's a good thing that we have over the back of our discussion. Always unpleasant, but we may have to, and then of course with the delay of not receiving the quarterly maintenance fee, that's even more detrimental. So, if we'll, Nancy, I'm sure we'll explain this to everyone's satisfaction under the General Treasurer's report. Again, a couple more housekeeping things. I met with the county engineer. As many of you know, there was a complaint filed for an order violation. And in fact, initially they had sent the inspector out. He didn't find anything, and then the county engineer wanted to come out and review everything. And I'm going to report because there's no basis for the complaint. We met with the complainant, and I think he understood that previous drawings failed to have been he thought had been present subsequently, I met with Mr. Chris Hagan, the stormwater engineer. He was kind enough to come out early Saturday morning to inspect all of the retention ponds and progress that's been going on along the river. Functionally, and again, that's really the only pond that has been tested, and that's a 6,700 pond. That after a couple of pretty good rainstorms, functioned perfectly. It functioned better than it ever did before. So, quite pleased with that result. We hope the same will be true with the 4,500 pond. I think that we made some necessary tweaks to all the ponds, and as you can see, a whole bunch of additional riprap is being added to the burns to secure so far so good. The only thing I can really report to you is I gave my deposition regarding the neighbors, the lawsuit against us here about 10 days ago, and then subsequent to that, one of their representatives gave their deposition. Prior to that, several of our members had been subpoenaed to give reported testimony about their units, and I think I would say that all of our residents that were interrogated, because there's really no other word for it, performed very, very well. And they certainly did I think, anyway, the best possible. So, and we'll keep you updated with the most we can. All on the county portal, though, if you know how to access that. We received, and don't hear it's not wrong, but we did receive $1,000 of propane. I'm sorry? $2,000 of propane. That was in our budget, and so that will hopefully keep the pool up to temperature. Again, if it gets down to the 30s, we just hold it in the pool, because we're not going to spend $400 a day just to heat the pool for a couple of individuals. All right, I think we made that clear a couple of meetings ago. So that is being monitored. And the pool is functional. The new propane heater had to be put in, and almost 2 weeks ago now, over the holiday, right around the first of the year, there were significant amount of people around the pool. The door got in full of kids, they all had purple lips, but they were in there for hours, you know. I think I checked the temperature that morning, I thought it was 72 degrees. Functions up where it should be, clean, enjoy the pool. As you know, we had to have that all pumped out, disinfected, scrubbed, refilled, and they did an excellent job of very, very reasonable price. So, and then another big thank you goes out to she did. She had answered to the call a couple of meetings ago. She had the contract with Comcast, and so that she can review the contract. And I'll tell you what, if she's willing to accept it when it comes time for renewal, she will run that because he was able to extract $11,000 for $11,000 credit for the time that. So, thank you, Nat. And then, if you recall at our December meeting, and again, people were so patient. At December 9th meeting, it was about 102 in here because our big air conditioner wasn't working. So, as you can tell now, even though we have cooler temperatures outside, inside here is very comfortable. And the reason is you're able to secure a new air conditioner, 7.5 ton, all new HVAC equipment on the inside, new condenser on the outside. Very well done. And you save $10,000 because the resort wanted us to use their guy, which was just under $22,000, and we were able to. Have it installed, all updated, everything upgraded for $13,000. And I think with that, we can move on to our treasurer's report. And Steve, do you have anything else? You want to give 2 minutes on your contacts with the state and with the county regarding the science? Well, here, this is my wife, Danae, going to just
updating folks, because there's been a lot of questions, you know, what's been happening, so many folks so close to the seawall, particularly on the Twin Dolphin side, and then people zipping up and down the river, you know, the full route. So he made contact, and actually the people have been fairly responsive about this. But we can talk and tell you exactly what she found out.
For this little update on history, for the most recent is not here in the fire department. The Markle River outside the channel area is always ice sea going. When the sinus has disappeared after the pump, all that was taken out is ripped all over here. They had changed that from ice sea zone to snow sea zone. That actually takes Congress. Board of Congress had to change that. So to change that back to ISD zone would take a lot of effort to get it done. The problem is there isn't enough guidance to warn people about what the speeds are. People do not understand what the speed zone is. As all of you are aware, we have more and more voters out there, and our reckless drivers are now behind their boats. And they're driving reckless also in and out of the channel. And since we bought 2013, the speeds have increased up along our seawall on both the riverside and on the city path line on the other side. So anyway, we brought us for a walk. We had two women and a guy in a smaller boat who chose to drive extremely fast right along the wall along the ocean side. Of course, we were trying to warn them, the riprap here, we got all this riprap now that's well up by Ian, that is now in the water. We got creeping sand from all the storms we've had. Many of us, especially with many boats getting stuck in the channel. What they did do properly, they quickly, because we were here to see back again, they did get channel markers in there to make note of what and work, which has been very beneficial. We've only witnessed a couple of folks getting stuck. The problem is, we're witnessing dolphins being hit, including manatees and pirates hit as well. And so, after these, this creel came through, they thought we were trying to flip them off, whatever. They came along and flipped us off, and then made sure they did it two more times. They were within 2 feet of the wall. They took very close to hit into the riprap. So, it's an endangerment to the voters and, of course, to the wildlife. But when we pulled up the map to see how the zonage is, the pre-pack, and the Marco pack is all manatee protection areas. The tip is not. And that's where the problem is. They can drive their boats in at channel feet around that point. The problem is most of the better voters always would go off the point and go off the channel. Most of them are not anymore. They are cutting way too close to the manatee zone for the feed zone. If you recall, there's one sign that was there that always said the lagoon safe operation. It does not let people know it's number one for the feed zone and number two the manatee protection zone. So anyway, after that incident, I did call the wildlife hotline. It was a Friday, and they claimed they would have a person call me back on Monday. Sure enough, in the park Monday morning, I got a call back from Tallahassee, the gentleman who had a water replenished for the state, and told him what was going on. He told me the procedure to get started with to eliminate the problem. The good thing is we are allowed as a community to put signage in the waterways to protect human life and water life. So we need to go through the proper permit process. So I did make contact to the Fire County people that we need to start with. Unfortunately, Brian was sick and called it out all week, was just back in today and trying to get spot up. So hopefully they will fall back. They did reach out to another one. His name is Kansas. He has actually set up the county waterway to make him know what's going on so he can be aware, so he can help in any way he can. So anyway, so we need to wait for Brian to get back with us, which I left a second contact with him. Hopefully we'll get some good news. The thought is since we have to add the riprap and we're going to have the barge out there doing that. We're hoping to get all permits in place, signs made. So while they're doing that, we can put in place signs to warn people about the point. The problem with that, our wildlife as it comes around to go into that camp is extremely vulnerable there. So they also recommended reaching out to Florida Wildlife. You also will have to give us any of the permits we need to put anything out in the waterway to make sure staff is their inspection as well. Reach out to them to get everything done the proper way on the drainage. So anyway, any questions at all or any thoughts, any concerns, anyone who witnessed any animal things yet that I'm not aware of, so we can share to help our day.
Is there anything to remember the people of power splatters, but not a cop here, voting up on Marco?
Okay.
And they take responsibility for time cover. I entered the if there was a poll marker without the number, so at night it was black. You know, and I call them, they got an immediate reflective paper around it, I've got it, but they will support our efforts to do that. And then we have a way to then behind it, the National Association. The other thing is, if you would have taken a picture of that poll, and reported
it. We don't want to look at our phones yet.
Like, that would have to be different. We could report those numbers, and they will stick at the boat owner, they can't be within 100 feet.
But we have a picture of the boat number.
Good
to know.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to get extra default numbers at a low 5 months. No way. Because that number. But we could put a cat picture.
Yeah.
In this case, yeah, no.
It won't stick at the photos.
Has anybody seen them all like this? One with the staff?
My daughter and I
looked at the pretty well. Yeah, yeah, we can go around. Yeah. And we have dolphins and manatees all out in their face.
East of Agos. So
right to that end. But I only bring them out because that kind of stirred my nerves. And then, one more time, maybe Ken can help you around this by explaining to the various buildings what we did by the passage of
So our loan was withdrawn. There's some doom gloom, except they say,
The FDA staff are helpful. They just say, you haven't gotten to your performance. That's all they say. They got to say, you're practiced, you missed deadlines, it's over. You just have staff issues that they have. By beginning to call them a couple times a week, waiting to back to congressmen, you're talking about the commission, we're going to try to reach out to the county commission. So we're still pursuing this because this is still the best long-term solution to our money problem. Yeah, at one point it is 75% of the loan program for what's going to be coming down the pipe. So no, it's just kind of a bit more relationship right now. Any other bills that we're in this transition process. All those bills paid, I'm not sure how, and the Friday the 13th, but around the state. Everything kind of stopped on the auto. It is going to paper. We have processes that have been made and involved in this in terms of the paper bill, so it is really the appetite.
Thank you, it is tedious and unrewarding work, unless you are long.
And we'll be happy.
And we'll be very happy, yes. Anybody participating by Zoom, if you want to ask any questions, please unmute yourself, and then you can speak and we can hear you. We're going to forego committee reports because this is dragging on a little too long. We deserve the spot here in the business for Sandy to talk about the pause. We have no old business. On the new business, we've already taken care of A and with B. As you know, and as I spoke about beginning in October, there was some damage to our seawall, and it was primarily due to what was there in the marina. Now, had conversations over the past couple of years with the Marina Board President, and he assured me that Marina had liability insurance. Don't think it was there to make the claim on that, but I think going forward, the Marina needs to look at the documents. I reviewed the Marina documents that are part of our master declarations. And there is a requirement that the individual ship owners maintain insurance, but the Marine Association itself doesn't need insurance. And I think if we ever, and I see where we may have to here in the relatively near future, again, when we do our documents, that will be one of the things that we're going to have to look at very, very closely. Because conceivably, guests coming in using the marina, we're not adequately insured. Because we're probably not able to share that liability with the marina. Because the marina itself is able to say now they have insurance. The documents really don't mandate that they keep liability insurance, which I think is a huge mistake. So just something the marina to consider. There's some other issues about the marina that various marina members have asked me about, and being the nominee owner, I'm really not the right guy. But what I was very pleased to see is that some of the people that are currently benefiting from the terms of the marina, who were very, very willing to work with those that were like sports here, I guess, say, in so-called victims of the document language. So it seemed very, very possible
for them, Marina Board, to come up with policies that the membership, Marina Association membership, would be satisfied with. And again, I'm very pleased that we have such, responsible Marina Board members.
Dave, I have a question on the docks. When we put that, that seawall up, or the wave breaker, all that water went into number B, and it really demolished it at the point of return of, any hurricane or anything that we've ever had. Are we still, and also 300 took a huge beating on, because where it ended, then all that water, went up. Originally, it wasn't going to be as long. We decided that we would take it to the end of 400. But I really think that it needs to go down further at this point, because what ended up happening is all that water, it shot off either into number B, or it went up into 300, because the walls weren't there before. So, the water was going up evenly everywhere, and now it was kind of all directed into one area. So I'm just, asking. We were going to bring it up again.
That storm
warning
event that we experienced in the county engineer said there's no history of one ever being like that. In the past, as long as they didn't keep the track of this group. But the problem with the current geometry of the buildings and the splash wall along the river is such that it produced a pitch point. And obviously, the anticipation wasn't that we're going to get 20-foot waves topping over and ultimately knocking the end point of that wall down. And I have seen video where, closer to the 500 portion of the wall that goes to about 400, that wall, it really did serve its purpose. But it was...
Yeah, it did what it needed to do, but it...
Because there was no... one area, and we said that if we ever got to a point
that we had a major situation, we would reevaluate what we would do. And, you know, like, I'm just saying, I you know, this wall was not going to be up. It was only going to go past 500. We put it past 400. We said we would relook at it after a hurricane. And when you look at what happened to Dock B, didn't happen to one, and it didn't, or A, and it didn't happen to C. It happened to the B, and you can tell where the water went out and back up, and then the rest of it went straight up to where, you know, those two patios that are out with us with Paul and Mark. So, you know, and we say we're not going to have another situation, but we built that for this situation. And we also said if it wasn't adequate that we would relook at it and see if we needed to take it further back. And I do think, when you get down towards 100 and 200, they don't take the brunt of what the open Gulf does up to 300. It just, you know, you could just see, we have, like, you know, our views of, like, what we have, you could just see how that water pattern comes in. So, you know, this was a huge conversation for our board back then.
So, people that do this for a living, this is what they say they tell us. Okay? And not only that,
but now they're confused because that they told us before I could
tell. Okay. The county engineers have agreed with our stormwater manager and with the solution. Now, are we going to be able to prevent every single water intrusion on the machinery? I mean, realistically, we're not going to do it. So we have to go with what the experts say. And this is what the experts say.
Yeah, but Dave, you're making that decision, you know, and I really feel like we have to look at it more, because the original people who did it when we were on the board, when we were putting all this together 5-6 years ago, you know, they had said that this could happen and that you're going to have to readdress it because you will see how the pressure of the water comes in. And we just know how the water pressure comes in.
You're confusing your confusing or bad destruction. And I do recall that destruction. And we said, we'll build a wall, that's good.
understand what he's saying either.
No.
You know, this
all of a sudden he's gone mute. This has gone out. There's no sound last 3 minutes.
David, hey, it's Mark Wilkinson. You guys are on mute. We can't hear you.
I think it was reported at our last meeting that
we plan on doing a reserve study. That was planned for this month, but I think with all of the changes that have occurred here with the management company, I think our plate's full enough. But within the first quarter, I think it's possible. And we will also do at the same time.
Thank you. So we have the audit all of utility management,
not necessarily. It's that your people will include whatever they had in service.
What a cluster.
Yeah, the sound.